The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212. Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to our Speaking Podcast. We've got a special podcast with our Speaking Wedding series. I'm joined by our two Speaking Wedding co-hosts, Jessica Gibson and producer Kristen. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
I want to thank House of Cupcakes for sponsoring the Speaking Wedding series. Go see them at houseofcupcakes.com. Joining us today for this special edition is our morning news anchor, Eric Scott. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you.
So, Eric, congratulations are in order. You've recently got engaged.
Yep.
And as you know, Jessica is newly married, still a newlywed. You count newlywed, what, for the first year? 2 years?
I think, right?
I know. It's been over 6 months. We're talking about how long we've been doing the wedding segments for.
Right. We've been doing it since you were engaged 6 months, I think, right? So it's been about a year, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And Kristen, your wedding coming up?
January.
Couple so hours. Coming up soon. So we thought it'd be a great idea, as Eric, you're getting married for the second time.
Yep.
If you guys could have a conversation, some good advice on what you tell people as far as what you've learned from having a bad experience and now having an experience that is, you know, you're walking on air right now. Have you planned it? You have a date yet?
No, it took us 7.5 years to get engaged. Okay, there's no rushing things right now.
The date's not coming anytime soon. All right.
But that's very millennial of him, because most of my friends are taking 2 years to plan, you know, to set their date anyway.
Right. Man, that's a compliment. There you go. See that? You can fit right into the whole Speaking Millennial thing too.
Right.
All right. I'll leave you guys to it. I'm going to jump back on the air and be back in a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Didn't mean to leave that awkward. Sorry, guys.
Like, okay. I don't know if you're going to like pass it off or something like that. And I guess just to continue what we were talking about on air and just a refresher, you were even mentioning that communication is one of the key things to forget marriage or relationship in general.
Yeah, I think in any relationship. And, you know, I mean, I'll take issue with what Bill said. You know, it wasn't that the first marriage was bad. But what I've learned now in retrospect, you know, all these years later, is that in a relationship, in a marriage, you either grow together or you grow apart. Mm-hmm. And the reason you grow apart is a lack of communication or resentments or little things that kind of build up over time. And if you can't trust the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with to handle all of your ugliness and baggage and issues, then that should be a warning sign. Because if you don't talk about those things, those resentments will destroy any relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a relationship with a friend or a sibling or whatever. And, you know, oftentimes you don't have that level of communication. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately, you know, where I think my first marriage ran into problems, is that we were a great couple. We just didn't talk enough.
Right. And the funny part, too, is that those little arguments that you have are just that. They're about the smallest things.
Yep.
And it can literally be about you didn't fold the laundry right.
Yeah.
And then it becomes this big issue.
And now I have to refold the laundry.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I've been with Ryan for almost 12 years now. He proposed when it was 10 years in. And even now, I mean, we're arguing about little stuff. Planning the wedding. I mean, do we want a DJ or do we want a band? And it was this whole big ordeal.
Arguing about it. At least you're talking about it.
That's true. Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, I actually know, I have a friend who has been engaged 3 times, never actually went through with any of the weddings, but for that reason. There was always, they were together for 3 years. He got down on one knee, and then all of a sudden, everything just fell apart. And it was always because of communication.
Yeah, I mean, I will tell you, one of the biggest resentments that I had, you know, everybody wants to have that big, you know, screw you, no screw you moment at the end. You know, that's not what it was. It was a series of little things. And one of the biggest resentments was dishes, the dishwasher.
Right.
I mean, you know, I love to cook. I've always cooked, you know, in the household. And the sink is right next to the dishwasher, and I would come home and there would be dirty dishes in the sink and the dishwasher would be empty. And I remember at one point, this was, you know, when cell phone pictures were just starting to become a thing,
right?
You know, when you could start text messaging.
I
took a picture of the dirty dishes in the sink with a tape measure drawn down to the dishwasher. and said, it's only 18 inches to put these here.
You're mad.
And that was, I mean, but it was that built up over, you know, a period of time.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's Sandra and I, we've had conversations about folding laundry. I don't like the way she folds.
Yeah.
And for me, I'd rather do it myself than have you do it, quote unquote, wrong.
Amen.
So here's the reason why I fold towels this way. Here's why I fold my shirts this way. If you don't want to do that, I don't resent that you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
Right.
But don't do it wrong.
Right. Of course. Absolutely. Right. Eric, you have kids.
I do.
Yes. How are they emotionally when your first marriage ended?
Yeah, I mean, my kids were still school age, mm-hmm. but they were, you know, they were older. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I will say the level of communication between, you know, the boy's mother and them and me and, you know, us as a family unit, we told them what they needed to know through mm-hmm. the whole process. You know, it wasn't a huge, you know, mom and dad are fighting all the time right. thing. They weren't happy about it, obviously, but it was a more comfortable peaceful transition when I finally moved out of the house. And then, you know, I still, you know, when they were school age, they came to my house after school every day
because
I cooked dinner and I did sports and I did, you know, all the homework and all that kind of stuff. So that was a really nice transition. And then, you know, kind of eased Sandra into their life when she came along, you know, a few years after the divorce. She would come over as a friend. So they would see her at the house. Mm-hmm. They started to become, you know, accustomed to seeing her. And then I actually asked my younger son at one point, I said, hey, you know, this girl, Sandra, that has been to our house a couple of times, I think I might ask her out on a date. Now, we had been serious for some time at that point. And he was, yeah, Dad, I, you know, she's really pretty. I think you should do that.
Oh,
so, you know, they were involved. Right. I mean, they were involved in that process.
Right.
And then, you know, my boys are older now, out of the house, graduated high school, mm-hmm. in college. It wasn't a surprise to them that I said, hey, you know, I'm thinking about asking right. Sandra to marry me. Are you okay with that? Yeah, Dad, I just want you to be happy.
Right.
So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, again, what does it go back to? It goes back to that communication.
Of course. Well, and that's key, especially for kids that are that young.
Yeah.
That's the first approval that you need. And mm-hmm. and you did it right. I mean, I can't obviously say what it's like on that end, mm-hmm. but my fiance comes from a divorced family, and he does not get along with his stepmother now because they just didn't do it right.
Yeah,
you know, he was 13, and that's the problem. It wasn't like he was 5.
Right,
you know, he was 13. Right. He understood what was going on, and sure. to him, he thought, you know, I'm an adult. You can talk to me about it, and they didn't. And
so they're married.
His dad and
he did remarry her.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. He got remarried. And that's just so now, of course, it's an issue going into the wedding. But that's a different story. But that's what I'm saying. With kids, that's just the way to do it. You have to talk to them first and get their approval.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, because I feel like when you're in your 20s and you're getting married, everyone kind of tries to like push you around and give their opinions. And I was wondering if, like, when you go into a second marriage, if you do have a big wedding, if people do give as many opinions, or are you just able to do whatever you want?
You know, that's
like, how is it going with the food planning?
Well, we haven't even gotten to that point yet. I mean, what, you know, I think we both did the big wedding, you know, so we had the big wedding, and I don't feel a need, and neither does Sandra, to do that again.
Yeah. So she already had, I didn't know if she was married before.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Sandra, she does not have children. And my children are grown. So, you know, we're kind of empty nesters now. And what do we want to do in terms of a second wedding? I think we've both kind of agreed that we want to do a destination wedding somewhere.
Ooh,
that we want to do, you know, something in the Caribbean, or we want to do it, you know, on a beach somewhere. Or we want to do it somewhere where people can come and have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and whoever shows up, and whoever doesn't make it, well, we'll have a big party when we get back home. Because neither one of us feel the need to either A, spend the money, mm-hmm. or B, invest that time and that emotion into it. Now, will there be issues? Of course there will. You know, what are we going to wear on the beach? Who's going to come? What kind of food are we going to serve? You know, but, you know, I've been to enough resorts all around the world and seen these weddings done. They're spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, and they're actually very cost effective, because in many cases you can buy a wedding package and, you know, people
that's true.
Right. You know, I mean, so it's, I think that's where it will be. I don't know, but I think that's what we're going to do. But yes, people are offering advice already. What
are you going to
do about this? What are you going to do about that? And it's, I think it is less important to us. Because, you know, at this stage in our lives,
what will be important to you? Like the music, mm-hmm. the food, the flowers?
The food will be important to me.
Yeah.
The food will be important to me. The rest of the stuff, it's going to be more important to Sandra than it is important to me.
Yes.
So if it's, you know, provided we're not going ridiculous spending $30,000 on flowers, mm-hmm. Let's be practical about it. And if there's something in particular you want, go for it.
I'm assuming you guys live together already. Is she getting hounded all the time and like stressing about like things that other people are saying?
I don't think she's stressing about it. I think she thinks it's funny at this point that people are trying to do that, because most of our friends were at one of our weddings.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, they've seen that, already. I think more so from some of her family members. But her friends are all on board, whatever you guys want to do, if you want to do it, on a beach somewhere in the Caribbean, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that takes a lot of the stress out of the wedding planning. I just want people to come and have a good time. And whatever form that takes, if everybody's coming and having a good time, I'm happy.
Throw a good party. Celebrate.
Well, and that's it. I mean, we love to entertain. Our friends come, to our house all the time for, small gatherings, big gatherings. So, this is just an extension of that to come mm-hmm. and celebrate our day.
Right. And I know, like you said, you haven't set a date yet, but she's got to be like, okay, like I'm
well,
ready.
Well, I saw, it's funny. I saw wedding magazines yep. in the house the other day. And that was kind of my first clue that, all right, maybe there's some planning going on that I'm not quite aware of, because I've never seen a wedding,
right.
Book or magazine. I didn't even realize they still put those things out, but
Oh, yeah. I do feel like they're the same every month, though.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because even the wedding websites, The Knot, Wedding Wire, they all have magazines too, physical magazines.
Wow.
Aside from their, the website. I was going to say, though, every girl, the minute they get the ring on their finger, is like, okay, I'm ready to plan.
Well, the ring was even a thing, too, because it's an heirloom That's ring right. that I had custom made. So it was... I use jewelry and stones from both sides of our family. So this ring was custom made by my good friend Barry Berman at Ford's Jewelers. I've known Barry forever. And he designed this. The platinum band is from one of my grandmother's rings. The side stones are from my mother's anniversary ring. And then some of the diamonds in the center and around the halo mm-hmm. Are from her side of the family.
Wow. Oh, that's so thoughtful.
There's only one like it. And, there's a lot of history there. And, that was I made the mistake of asking one of her family members, what do you think about this design? And that kind of opened the door to them trying to completely redo everything that I have planned. And then when I talked to her best friend and I showed it to her, she's like, don't worry about it. Yeah, she's going to love it. Everything's fine.
Can you fill us in on how you proposed? Was it your idea? Did she drop any hints to you on how she wanted to, get engaged?
Yeah.
She think it was never happening?
We went to the vacation in the Dominican Republic, and it was a resort that we had been to a couple of times before. And a few months earlier over Christmas time, she had made a remark, because we knew we were going to get engaged and we knew we were going to create a ring using, some heirloom jewelry. That mm-hmm. part wasn't a surprise, but she thought I hadn't been doing anything about it. Mm-hmm. And she even groused at one point around Christmas time. Oh, well, I guess it's not important to you. Maybe we're not getting engaged.
Oh, now, like she thought it was coming at Christmas.
Yeah. So I already had this in process. And she kind of dropped it for a while. But then, had made some comments to her sister and a couple of other friends about how, I don't understand why this is not happening yet. We've talked about it. We've agreed this is going to happen, whatever. And had no idea that I had smuggled this ring into the DR. And I had worked out this whole thing at the resort that we were going to have dinner at our favorite restaurant. I hired a photographer. I had, we walked in on Valentine's Day.
I'm on like the edge of my seat right now.
She even said to me, the photographer did not blend into the background. He was this 6'2" blonde Norwegian guy who just kind of stuck out like a sore thumb. And I said to him ahead of time, I said, hey, it's Valentine's Day. So just walk around, take pictures of some of the other tables. If she says anything, we can say, hey, they're just taking pictures for Valentine's
right.
Day. But the restaurant had put rose petals all over the table, and they had put balloons there, and you know, all of, and all of this stuff. So we're drinking our favorite wine, and she even said to me at one point during dinner, she goes, "You're not going to propose today, are you?" And I'm like, "I said, you know where we are with that." Okay, so she settled down, and then after dinner, before dessert, I got up and got down on one knee and showed her the ring, and you know, basically said, "You know, I've loved you since the moment I met you, and you know, let's do me the honor of being my wife." And you know, then everybody cheered in the restaurant, and people were taking videos, and before we even had photos from the photographer, it was all over social media, and it was great. And it was a very emotional time, and it was a great time. And she was completely surprised that it happened there. But then in retrospect said, you know, there were things that were happening kind of leading up to that maybe made me think that something was going on. But, you know, we were able to mask it.
That's right. I love that. So, I really do.
So maybe there is where the wedding will be, too. Go back.
We've seen a couple of weddings there the last time we were there. They do a fabulous job at that resort. And I would be perfectly happy there. The DR is a short flight. Weather's generally good almost any time. Although we do have friends that have a house in Napoli in Italy.
Oh, wow.
With a stone patio that overlooks the Mediterranean Sea.
Ooh.
So that is a...
Is that your dream destination wedding, Eric? Italy? Because, oh my God.
Yeah.
They don't have a wedding package, though, probably, at your friend's house.
No. Yeah, I think if I had to pick, and we've talked about this, that would be, I mean, standing on, you know, this marble balcony with the Mediterranean Sea in the back, you know, with the sun going down, you know, and then, you know, take the day trip over to the Amalfi Coast. What could be better than that?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's so romantic.
Wait, can I give my advice?
Yeah.
Just came back from my honeymoon. Definitely go for 3 weeks instead of two, because I think we went for like, you know, a week and a half kind of. And I was like, oh my God, I wish we went longer.
Right?
Yeah. Cause that's like your one excuse for like, you know, peacing out of work.
Right.
Yeah. Like we could have.
Yeah. Cause you get a pass for that, right? Because you're on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I try to take 3 weeks off, I play the honeymoon card. Hey, it's my honeymoon.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you already had one.
Right.
So
exactly.
Let's try that again.
No,
I wish I took advantage of it more.
I went to Paris and Nice, which is still in France, and then Barcelona.
Wow.
To fly home.
And what was your favorite part?
The food in Barcelona was so good.
Barcelona is a place where we want to go. Yeah. Well, food's important. I mean, food is what connects you to memories, I think, anyway. Is it, you know, I can remember the best bottles of wine and best meals I've had all around the world, and it's centered so strongly. That's why the food for the wedding is important for me.
Well, that's why I was thinking, we like didn't even think about the food. We were like, whatever has food, like people need to eat, sure. But like, maybe like if I ever got to like plan stuff again, I'd be like more interested in the appetizers and stuff.
Yeah. My venue does not have a taste testing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't test the food.
Yeah, I didn't test the food either.
Yeah, you
right.
Can't.
I was like, whatever.
I was like, what? I was like, say that again.
I did eat at my wedding too. Very important.
That's what I hear.
I did not. Yeah, my first one, I did not. Yeah.
Really?
I think I got one hors d'oeuvre and then got rushed off for photographs. And by the time I got back and you know finished seeing everybody, all the food was gone. I'm like, hey,
that's
I haven't eaten.
So funny. They didn't save your plate for you?
No. Well, they might have, but by the time I, you know, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear the one thing is not to get drunk at your own wedding.
Uh-huh.
Is that?
Yes.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Have you been to a wedding where either the bride or the groom?
I was in a wedding where we had to take care of, it was my friend. She got so drunk, we had to take care of her. It was awful.
I was at a wedding in Asbury Park a few years ago where the maid of honor got so drunk the night before that she couldn't function the following day. And yeah, they were pumping her full of coffee and ice packs and everything else trying to get her to be able to stand up at the wedding.
It's her day too.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess. Now do that at your bachelor or bachelorette party and you know, and it's I would strongly recommend that you not do that.
Actually speaking of maid of honor, I heard a story where a bride decided as her centerpieces, she wanted fish bowls of goldfish, like live goldfish.
Oh, no, so they died in the middle of the...
Not only did they die, she had 100 goldfish, the bride, to where right after the wedding, the next morning, they went to their honeymoon. So guess who was stuck with all the goldfish?
Oh, they're
the maid of honor.
No. Everyone's supposed to bring them home.
Right, that was the plan. That was the bride's plan. But the maid of honor was like, I'm telling you, no one's going to take a goldfish home. She's like, no, they will. She was stuck with, I think by that time, 70 goldfish. By the time she got home, she was down to 20. And then the next day, there was only like 5 alive. That was it.
She should have gone off. She had a center golf course.
Welcome back, Bill.
Yeah, it's good to be back. All right, the show's over.
I'm surprised Pete didn't protest that one, right?
I don't know this person, by the way. This is a story I read.
How were they supposed to take them home?
I would think it's a weird thing to walk into, to be honest.
Yeah. To walk into the middle of the conversation with the goldfish, all I'm thinking is like people eat goldfish for sport.
In a bowl. They had little bowls with goldfish.
I was going the same place you were going.
Right?
Yeah. Somebody started doing shots and eating the goldfish.
After a few hours, and they're like, hey, I'll challenge you.
Yeah,
because
right.
Guys are nuts. We're not all there.
Yeah.
We do stupid things.
Our first wedding, we gave these hand-blown glass heart Christmas ornaments. And they were beautiful. Yeah. They looked great.
How many broke?
Well, everybody was putting them in their pocket, and then they sat down, and you could almost hear it through the hall. You'd hear pop, 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 pop. So they're all gone.
Wow. God, we're going back. So we will be married 25 years.
Do you remember your wedding favors?
No. What I do remember is we had the disposable cameras.
Right now we're aging ourselves
because
that's how old school, right? I was going to say old school instead of old. Thank you, Kristen. Yes, I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
School, I don't even know where you develop those anymore.
You can. Walgreens.
I think you have to send them out now.
Yeah.
But it's like it's such a different world now with your. At some point, you don't even really need anyone to record anything because everybody's got a great phone.
iPhones.
Well, I told the story about when I got engaged. It was on social media before dinner was over. People were Snapchatting and tweeting it out and posting it on Facebook. They didn't even know who we were. They just watched somebody getting engaged in the restaurant, pulled out their phones and started taking. We met a couple at the pool bar.
You don't mean friends. You mean people in the restaurant.
No, I mean strangers in the restaurant.
That's funny. It's a weird world.
And I hired a photographer, not a videographer. We're at the pool bar the next day and they were like, hey, we saw you guys get engaged. We have video of it. And can we send it to you? We posted it on Snapchat already, but here, we'll send you the video.
It does sound very picturesque. There were roses. Yeah. You got down on one knee.
It's very romantic. Yeah. I would have had an Instagram story or something.
That's pretty cool, right? But then to see you the next day, it's weird a stranger sending you your video.
Right, exactly.
Isn't that odd?
Right?
Is that creepy or no? It's just what it is today.
I don't think it's creepy.
No, I don't think it's creepy.
We were actually grateful for it, you know, because it took a while for the photos to come in from the photographer and everything else. So we had something instantly that we could then send to friends and
family. Was it a surprise?
It was. Yeah.
She didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know. In fact, I told the story. She was suspecting. She was starting to suspect and even said at one point during dinner, you're not going to propose tonight, are you? And I went, oh, no, you know where we are with that. You know, that's it. And then she relaxed during dinner. And then I sprung it on her just before dessert.
I think every girl at that one point, like just when you're just about to propose, there's like that little, because I did the same thing.
What?
Right before Ryan proposed, I looked at his pockets.
Oh.
And I went, no, I don't see anything. It's not going to happen. And 10 minutes later.
Aww.
So you were surprised. He planned it.
I was very surprised. I didn't. Because I asked him. I said, is it just like Eric's situation. Yeah. I said, is it happening? He said, no. And I said, all right, that's fine.
Wow.
I said, it was 10 years. I didn't expect anything at that point.
I stared at Chase's hand while he was holding the ring and was like, what do you want?
I'm so confused.
But it was in front of everybody. Right? Was it your family Christmas party?
Yeah. It was Christmas Eve at dinner. I was eating carrot cake. And
poor guy had to sit through the whole dinner waiting.
I think it's like he wasn't down on one knee or something. Like, I didn't really get the picture of what was happening.
That's
funny. What? Some jewelry, okay. Like, totally.
Was it a gift? Thank
not
you.
Expecting it.
One gift Christmas Eve. That's appropriate.
I don't,
right?
I don't love surprises. If that's not super clear.
That's funny. No, Jody does not either. My wife does not like
surprises.
How did
you propose?
Are just one giant walking surprise.
I really am. I first went and met with her parents that day. I mean, it was more of a formality, but I thought it was an important formality.
Of course, I
asked. You ask for her hand, and I don't know if that's lost today.
Oh, I did. I asked Sandra's dad.
I love that. Yeah. I love that tradition.
That was my biggest concern, though, is that it was somehow going to get out in the family, and somebody was going to say something, and it didn't. But I'm shocked that it didn't.
Did you talk to Sandra's dad a lot, like regularly, leading up to?
Yeah, I had said to him,
so it's not awkward.
I formally asked him around Christmas time, but I said on Thanksgiving, because I host Thanksgiving, he was sitting in the chair in the family room watching football, and we were just having a chat. And, you know, he said something about his daughter. I said, yeah, she's fantastic. I said, I think I might marry that girl. And he goes, you should.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a good way of, like, informally getting an answer.
Well,
I
asked him formally over Christmas time.
Of course,
Bill,
yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I kind of wanted to know, because what was I going to do if he said no?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you do? It must happen.
I know, especially in a second marriage, too, because you're like,
right.
Well,
right?
I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, it must happen. My car broke down on the way because I left, or to ask them? Yeah, no. I did it on the same day.
Oh, so they didn't think you're coming.
Oh, yeah, I condense it. You know, I don't have a lot of time. I got to do things quick.
Time
I gotta
is
move.
Money.
But they, exactly. They do. You know, I'd known them. Right. I mean, because Jody and I were friends for 7 years. Mm-hmm. We only dated 6 months before we got engaged because we knew each other so well. But I was coming up from D.C. and my car broke down on the Jersey Turnpike. So I got it towed, and it was 2 days before Thanksgiving. So now imagine you get towed. It was like Tuesday afternoon. I had it all timed out perfectly. She would get home from work at 6.
You had a car in D.C.?
Yeah, that's interesting, right?
I can't imagine that.
I got more tickets. I've been booted. We could do a whole podcast on why you don't want a car in the city. So, yes, you're right. And so, anyway, the stupid thing craps out on the turnpike. Right after I had pulled over to a rest stop and got a nice big coffee, I'm on my way. I've gotten halfway down the coffee.
No.
And I'm at, you know where it splits?
Yeah.
And you've got the Jersey barriers.
Yeah.
So can't go into the woods. I waited an hour and a half. Guy tows me to Perth Amboy. And he laughed at me when I'm like, hey, how long? He said, it's like Thanksgiving week. Like, you'll pick the car up maybe Saturday. I'm like, that's not going to work. I'm on my way to Rhode Island. And I'm carrying it. And I've had the ring for weeks. And, of course, I'm taking it with me everywhere.
Right.
Because I'm so nervous it's going to get lost or stolen. So, anyway, I got the last rental car. It was this little... I don't know if it was a Ford. It was the tiniest car they make, this crazy lime green, ugliest car possible.
Lime green.
Last car. I called 6 places.
Wow.
I made it minutes.
Wow.
Like, I made it within minutes before she got home, had the conversation with my future mother and father-in-law, built a fire, sent them ahead to dinner, and then waited for Jody to get home.
Wow.
So it worked out great.
Look at that.
Yeah. 25 years. How about that?
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Anne just yelled at me, our program director. She said, I didn't mention that we had known each other 7 years. You guys were all talking about how many years you knew.
I know. You are kind of removing, like, you were dating all that time, kind of.
Right.
Like,
and we weren't. I mean,
other.
We dated 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew. I think if you're friends with someone for years, you know them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we wrapping up?
Yeah, I thought Anne was going to be yelling at you because they need the room back.
That was coming next. Actually, I headed that off by saying, hey, I'm going in and we're done. All right, good. Listen, thank you, of course, for listening to our Speaking Weddings podcast sponsored by our friends at House of Cupcakes. Eric, thank you for joining us today.
It was great.
Appreciate it. And Jessica, Kristen, we will talk to you next month.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last 2 trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.